Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
After an unusually slow start to the season, GICC appears to have their young team headed in the right direction. Tonight, they'll find out against state-ranked Kearney Catholic. It's the Stars and the Crusaders coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Central Catholic High School in Grand Island with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from new Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It's time for Tuesday night basketball, a renewal of an old non-conference rivalry, as the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, with you tonight on the New Tech Seed pregame show. For Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic's girls, this will be a rematch of a season opening game for the Stars, where they beat Central Catholic 56-38. Now, for Central Catholic, they had beaten Lincoln Lutheran on opening night to get an opportunity to play in that early season tournament, but never did finish for Kearney Catholic. They will play Sandy Creek. That was supposed to be the championship game. That'll be part of a doubleheader coming up here on Classic Hits on January the 27th. Now, for the boys, this will be their first meeting of the year, and after a unusually slow start for Grand Island Central Catholic, and there are plenty of reasons why. A lot of new faces on this team. They started off 0-4, but they've been 6-3 since that point. They've won their last two basketball games. And Kearney Catholic's been hit by injuries on both the girls' and boys' side. Of course, you know that Bailey Sokolowski played in the first game against Grand Island Central Catholic, but after about five games, the Ravenna game, I believe it was, she was done for the season with a foot surgery. It was not an injury from basketball. It was an old injury, but that's when they decided they better have some surgery. And then Megan Anderson has been going through some back problems, and so a couple of girls that stand at 6 foot and 6'1" and give Kearney Catholic that huge advantage will not be able to play. Anderson not being able to go, really hurt in the first loss of the season for the Stars on Saturday afternoon to Hastings St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia snapped Kearney Catholic's 64-game home winning streak on Saturday afternoon, 46-41. So there's a chance that this game could be closer than the first time around. And you know what? For Grand Island Central Catholic, they're a team over the last few years that have hovered right around 500. But they always seem to take one or two teams that you wouldn't think they should play close and play them close. Last year, they took Minden to overtime. This year, they played Holdridge right down to the wire, had the lead in the fourth quarter. Holdridge is in the top five in Class B. So the Stars better be ready to go tonight, so that they don't get upset here. And if they do, Grand Island Central Catholic will have played another solid home game. For the boys' game, as we said, the Crusaders, they're just trying to mature. And Coach Bill Gavers, you knew after that slow start they'd be able to get things turned around, get them coached up. And for Kearney Catholic, they're still without Brian Hoosman, who was hurt a week ago. But the news, maybe not as bad as originally thought. It's not a torn ACL or MCL and lost for the year. He may be able to be back just after the conference tournament for the postseason, and that would be a big boost for the Kearney Catholic boys that are 10-2. Central Catholic is 6-7. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Starting lineups and more coming your way right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. There's plenty of other basketball going on tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In just a little bit, they'll get underway at Amherst, where the Broncos are taking on Shelton. Shelton, a heck of a basketball team, although they were swept by Ravenna last week. It was the boys' first loss, or the girls' first loss, and the boys' second loss. So that's on ESPN Radio. The Hastings High boys are at Centennial tonight, tipping off at 7:45. That's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And again, all of our games are also on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's a couple of games. This is one of those nights where you wish you could be three or four places. St. Paul is at Minden, and Ravenna is at Sutton. The boys' game there is the battle of the number one and two teams with very different styles in Class C2. But tonight we're ready for Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Misco Sports, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Knights of Columbus are presenting our colors here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School with a little extra pregame here going on before Grand Island Central Catholic's Crusaders take on Kearney Catholic in tonight's girls and boys basketball doubleheader here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with us for tonight's doubleheader. 12-1 Kearney Catholic girls, 6-7 Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders. For Central Catholic, they went 1-1 and played a very good game against Aquinas last week. They beat York on the road. They played three in a row against Centura, Aurora, and York, and then came home and gave Aquinas a real good battle last weekend. So a heck of a run there. Let's take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our national anthem, and we'll be back with the starting lineups after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
'Tis the season for tanning, for winter events, and oh yes, Valentine's is not so far off. Give a gift of beauty and pampering from Master Stylist Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style for nails, massages, waxing, and tanning, Master Stylist is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And it's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, they are the visitors here tonight. They'll go with number 11, 5'6", junior guard Michaela Bestel. Number 15, 5'5", senior Anna Howell. The freshman, Allie Prasoski, number 21, 5'5", gets to start tonight. Number 25 is 6'1", junior Theron Baum. And number 35, 5'10", senior Ellie Conley. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda, 12-1 on the season. And in the new high school rankings today, they're fourth in the Omaha World Herald, fifth of the Lincoln Journal Star in C1 after the loss to St. Cecilia on Saturday. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 11 is a 5'6", sophomore Aaron Sorahan. Number 23, 6'1", senior Katie Brand. Number 25, 5'8", junior Kelsey Shield. Number 31, 5'8", junior McKenna Kime. And number 35, 5'8", junior Joanna Rainforth. The head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacey Zimmerman and Amber Kulis. They are 6-9 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. And we'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New Tank Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tank Seed dealer near you. The traveling green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic, the home white and navy Columbia blue for Grand Island Central Catholic. And we are underway. Central Catholic will win the opening tip here to start the basketball game, face the man-to-man defense. Brand drives to the baseline, dribbles it off a foot, and out of bounds it goes. So they'll have to take it out underneath their own hoop. Lob into Brand on the inbounds, fadeaway 10-footer in the paint is up and in, and Katie Brand will give GICC the first bucket of the basketball game. When you can hold the Stars down with some good defense, you've got a chance to win the game. They can put up a lot of points, but last week when St. Cecilia beat them, held them to 41 points, that by far their lowest output of the year after that, 53 against Wood River, and that was a huge win. Shot no good, Theron Baum rebound, back up and in, and draws the foul. So Theron Baum, we'll get the offensive board to tie the ball game with the putback. And now Katie Brand will be whistled for the foul and a chance to give the Stars the lead here from the free throw line. For Central Catholic, a couple of games this week, and then it is time for the conference tournament. As the free throw is no good, Baum tries to come through and save it and does. Throws it back out to the wing to Mestel, over to Howell. Wide open three, and it is going to be too strong. Rebound is put back up by Michaela Mestel and in. So for Kearney Catholic, they take the lead at 4-2, and for GICC, they're going to have to box out a little bit better here. Brand, good crossover, got Mestel to bite, now off the back, cut to Sorahan, it's going to be tipped and stolen away. Theron Baum comes out of there with a loose basketball, up to Mestel, the trailer is calling, she'll put the three-pointer up, it is no good, rebound brought down by Katie Brand. Off of the right side with the basketball will be Kime. Kime cut off, and now she'll bring it back out against the man-to-man Theron Baum on Kime. Brand is guarded by Michaela Mestel in an unusual move, giving up a lot of height there. But Brand really handles the ball quite a bit, so that's why she's on her. And now a foul going to be called on Ellie Conley as they try to get the ball inside. First foul on the Stars. Again, they'll lob it into Brand, and again, Brand will hit the jumper. So both baskets from Central Catholic off inbounds plays to Brand. Baseball pass to the other end, Conley. Conley being shoved, and she stepped out of bounds. Defense applied by Rainforth on the baseline. There was some contact, but they said that she just simply steps on the baseline. The Ravenna girls have a 9-5 lead over Sutton at the end of one. We'll keep you updated from Sutton throughout the night. As Brand brings it up, stays away from the trap, gets it to the baseline. Pull-up jumper is going to be partially blocked down there by Conley. Fight for the ball is going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it to Kearney Catholic. Trying to get the shot away down there was Rainforth, but they could not get the ball into the hands of Scheel and knocked away. Granville Central Catholic not going to put on a lot of backcourt pressure. They probably don't have the speed to match up with some of the elite teams that they play, and they play a lot of them. Messel to the top of the circle. Back cut. There is going to be Prasoski. Gives it to the right side to Howell. Out of the baseline to Baum. She's in three-point territory. Brand says you can shoot it if you want. Conley will, and she'll be off the mark, and out of bounds it goes. So Kearney Catholic will miss the three-pointer for the third straight time. And the ball belonged to Central Catholic. 4-4. A lot of action, and we played barely 2 minutes. Brand throws it over to Sorhan, and Sorhan up the right side. Slowed down. It looked like she had Howell beat, but decided to slow it down and go to Brand. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. A little flat that time, no good. Howell will pull down the rebound. And for Anna, she will move the ball up into the front court. Central Catholic also playing a little man-to-man defense here. Howell guarded by McKenna Kine. Now throws it back up top to Baum. They're really opening the lane, trying to get a back cutter because with this man-to-man, there's nobody in the paint. Baum pops out, and then there's an open lane. Here's Howell. She got knocked to the floor. The shot's no good, but there's no whistle, and the rebound brought down by Aaron Sorhan. I think even McKenna Kime expected there to be a whistle on that one. It wasn't a hard foul, but it was enough to knock her to the floor. Central Catholic with Kelsey Scheel. Left-hand dribble in the paint. Throws it high off the glass. It does everything but go in. Got the rebound. Kime will get it back out on the wing. Here's a jumper from 17 that's too strong that time by Rainforth, and the rebound will be brought down by Howell. Anna brings the ball to the top of the circle. Still tied at 4, 4:45 to go first quarter. Prasoski with it, guarded up there by Scheel, and a travel called on the Stars. Second turnover, Kearney Catholic, and now we're going to go to the bench. Coming in for Kearney Catholic will be Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling, another solid freshman for Kearney Catholic. For Central Catholic, it'll be Kerrigan Anspaugh. And also coming in will be Megan Krychek. So both teams sub in two. Central Catholic basketball. Anspaugh tries the right baseline. Cutoff gives it to Brand. Blows by Mestel. Pull-up jumper to the baseline from 10. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Sorhan puts it up. It won't go. And the ball pops down to Theron Baum. Her third rebound. And up to Mestel. Mestel to the left wing. DeBaum pulls up. Three-pointer on the way. It's too strong. Stars really haven't been close on their three-point attempts here lately. They're 0-4. The ball goes out of bounds. And Coach Andy Anspaugh wants to call a timeout, even though his team has played solid through the first half of the first quarter. 4:15 to go in the first quarter of play. We're tied at 4 here on Classic Hits.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue, north of the malls, and online, ronsmusic.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. As always, a big thank you to Howard Schumann, the athletic director here, and all the fine folks for their hospitality. As we get back to action, Central Catholic called timeout. Now they face a little full-court pressure, but they're doing a good job so far handling the ball, getting it up the floor with a good dribble, and then when they do, the ball is picked off by Prasoski, and then she dribbles it off her foot and gives it right back. Sorhan picked up the loose ball in the backcourt, and now they'll walk the ball across the timeline here with McKenna Kime. Crossover dribble to the right side. They'll go to Krychek. Krychek pestered out there by Theron Baum. Up top, Sorhan, right wing off the screen. Wide open three, Brand, and it wedges between the rim and the backboard, which is a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So the three-pointer, no good. And, boy, Brand was open. She thought that it was online, but it wedged in there about as good as you could wedge it in there. Now, a little backcourt pressure going to be put on here by Central Catholic. They're trying to keep it out of Mestel's hands, and they do. Connor takes it and then gives it right back to Whitney Colling, who'll bring it up the floor uncontested until she gets into the front court. Picked up there by McKenna Kime. Colling picks the dribble up, looks left, now right, now back left to Theron Baum. Trying to screen Brand, hands it off to Prasoski again. GICC playing good defense early on. Colling dribble into the paint amongst the big trees. She'll throw it up and in. Whitney Colling, I'll tell you what, from the times I've seen her play throughout the year, it may not look pretty, but she finds a way to control the shot, and she makes more than she misses, it seems like. 6-4, Kearney Catholic regains the lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Baseline Sorehand, 12-footer, skips out, no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. Mestel will bring the ball up the floor herself right side. Outlet pass to Prasoski, spots up for a three in transition and buries it. Kearney Catholic with their first three in five attempts, and it quickly gives the Stars a five-point lead at 9-4. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter as Kime brings the ball up, being guarded by Allie Prasoski, making her work. Gets across the timeline, little hand check, gets by that, comes to the baseline, then Theron Baum steps into double team and knocks the ball away. Steal made by Baum, and each team with three turnovers. As Mestel finds the middle of the floor, bounce pass left side, calling shot, partially deflected in there by Katie Brand. Stars got the loose ball, but then trying to kick it back out, they turn it over, running the other way, and Spaugh can't get all the way to the hoop, so she'll stop on the right wing, kick it back out top to McKenna Kime. 9-4, Lady Stars, as we approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Posting up down low is Krychek. The pass is behind her. They'll call it a kick. Howell and Conley now re-enter the game for Kearney Catholic. And for the Crusaders, here comes Rainforth and Scheel back into the ball game. And now also coming in for the Stars will be Jamie McCann. So with Sokolowski out for the rest of the year, now Anderson down, the depth that the Stars really had at the post position on the opening practice of the season is all gone. Inbounds pass, miscommunication, Crusaders. It's stolen away by Howell. She goes to the other end. The layup is up too strong. Well defended that time by GICC. Kelsey Scheel with the good defense. Rainforth got the rebound, and she'll be fouled by Conley. And Conley, with her second foul, has both fouls for the Stars. And it will be Central Catholic basketball. GICC hasn't been able to score out of their half-court offense yet. Both buckets are inbounds plays to Katie Brand of similar length, right around 10 feet. Throw this pass a little behind Scheel. She grabs it, forces the shot right side of the key. No good. Ball being tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Rainforth. Her shot no good. Just thrown back up there by Krychek. No good. Still playing a little tip. And finally, Shayla Connor will come out of there with it. Push the ball up the floor. Stars have a three-on-one. Connor pulls up, finds Howell underneath. Howell has her shot blocked by Katie Brand. Second block by Brand. Now two-on-one for Central Catholic. Scheel goes in. There's a collision, and the foul will be called. Howell and Colling were both there, and the foul will be on Anna Howell, her first, team's third. It'll be before the shot, and the Crusaders will get the ball underneath the hoop. Sorehand out, and after a brief breather, Anspaugh will check back in, and Brand to throw the ball in, so you know it's not going to her. They force the ball inside to Scheel. Her shot in traffic is no good, and Whitney Colling has the rebound. Pushes the ball up the floor, and then it gets dribbled off her knee and stole it away. Kelsey Scheel with it. Stars with five turnovers here in the first quarter. Brand brings the ball up the floor off a couple of picks. Floater down the right side of the lane and hits a nice shot. Katie Brand with all 6 points for Central Catholic. And Coach Rick Petrie wants to call a timeout. With the injuries, the team is not where they were just even a week ago. And timeout on the floor here by the Stars. 9-6 with just about a minute to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll be right back.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meats, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
And we are back here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School as we are down to 54 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. The Stars took a timeout, trying to find a little offense here. Shayla Connor gets it left wing to Howell. Theron Baum pops out top, trying to open that lane with a back cut. She'll dribble to the high post, give it off to Mestel. Mestel, 15-footer, off balance is no good. Rebound to Katie Brand. And for Brand, that'll be her second rebound. Brand brings it into the front court. Dribbles into the maze, dribbles out of the maze. 29 seconds to go. And now finally has to get rid of it. It's a miscommunication. Shayla Connor says, thank you very much. Makes the steal. Up the floor, Mestel waits, shoots the three. It is no good. There were no stars there to get the rebound because they weren't back yet. And Rainforth will get her third rebound for Central Catholic. Baseball pass down the floor. They'll get it to Krycek. There was nowhere to go. They kick it to Brand with 10 seconds. Try to get it to Shield. On around to Theron Baum. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Jamie McCann. Kearney Catholic not going to get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 9, Grand Island Central Catholic 6. We'll be back with quarter number 2 right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ready to get the second quarter underway here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget Shelton and Amherst on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter. They trail 9-6. Katie Brand has all the shots. Now fires a tough 17-foot turnaround jumper in the right-hand corner. No good. And it goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Nobody has more than one bucket for the Stars. Prasoski's was a three, so she leads the team in scoring. And now on the inbound, Kearney Catholic throws it away. Sixth turnover. Right side driving the right baseline. Getting fouled on the shot is going to be McKenna Keim. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. First free throws of the game for the Crusaders. Anna Howell now will get her second foul. So Howell and Conley each have two. Rebounds of the first quarter, 10 for the Stars, 9 for the Crusaders. And the free throw is up and in for McKenna Keim. 9-7, three-point shooting. The Stars were 1 of 6. The Crusaders were 0 for 1. Each team had 5 turnovers, and Keim hits them both, and it's a one-point game, 9-8. The first meeting between the teams, Kearney Catholic was up 15-6 after one. Scheel had 12. Brand had 11 in that basketball game. Kearney Catholic was led by Whitney Colling with 11. It was very balanced. Theron Baum and Mestel each had 9 points and 8 rebounds. Foul now on Rainforth will be the second foul of the game on the Crusaders of GICC. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They can't get it in time. 5 second count, and Kearney Catholic turns it over again. Now, in that first game against GICC, now remember it was the first game of the year for the Stars, they did turn it over 25 times in that basketball game. A lot of those were in the fourth quarter when it was out of hand and the reserves were in. And now another foul called, and that's on Anna Howell, and that's her third. She's going to have to check out. Coming in, Megan Krycek for GICC. And for Kearney Catholic, Conley comes in, as does Whitney Colling. Halftime, Ravenna 20, Sutton 10. Girls action tonight at Sutton. So they're moving right along there as we move along here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings off the back pick on the baseline. Ball fake Brand. Ooh, and they got her for a walk. Katie Brand went with the big, heavy fake at Theron Baum. You know, kind of fake it over their head like you're passing it. And then she took off, and they called her for a walk. And for the way they let him play in the first quarter, that's too bad for the Crusaders because she made the shot, would have given Central Catholic the lead. Theron Baum left wing, gets tripped up, fires it to Conley on the right side of the key. Now bomb the cutter down the paint, and there's Brand again. She gets up. You know she can, and she blocks the shot. That's the third block for Brand here in the first half. So they'll try it again from the right side, and Colling to throw it in. Kind of a three-guard set again for the Stars with two freshmen, Colling and Prasoski. They get it into Prasoski, the left wing, then Mestel, of course, up top. Prasoski decides she's going to take it down the middle of the paint, throw up an underhand scoop, and it rains down. 5 points now for Prasoski, and Kearney Catholic up 11-8. That was a schoolyard play right there, but as we said earlier with Colling, those two find a way to score. Sorhan with it in the paint, kicks it back out. Brand, three, top of the key, is too strong, no good. Rebound comes out offensively to Rainforth, and she'll be tied up by Theron Baum. And the arrow will point the way of the Stars. 6:20 to go here in quarter number one, 11-8, Kearney Catholic. First game between the teams, Stars were up 29-13 at halftime as they pulled away in the second quarter. But so far here in the first 2 minutes, there haven't been any signs of that. Colling brings the ball up the floor. Good defense there by Krajicek. Swings it over the left wing to Baum. Skip pass right side. They'll go to Prasoski. Back up top to Theron. She'll try a three. It heels out. No good. Offensive rebound, Prasoski. She'll put the shot up. No good. And the defensive rebound comes down to the Crusaders. Stolen away by Mestel, but she couldn't quite control the basketball. Rainforth with five rebounds already in the game. And the teams exchange turnovers there. Rainforth threw it. Mestel intercepted it. She thought she could get a shot away and then changed her mind and came down with the basketball. Sorhan to Brand, back to Sorhan into the front court. Also in there right now for the Crusaders, Emma Benton. She is a 5'9 freshman. In the corner, three-pointer is on the way. Sorhan, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Scheel. Has her shot blocked by Michaela Mestel, out of bounds. So we've already had quite a few blocked shots in this ball game, and it'll stay with GICC. Crusaders ball underneath their own hoop, kick it into the corner to Scheel, right back down to the baseline to Benton. She's double-teamed, so they kick it out to Scheel for a long three. Rattles around, won't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Theron Baum, her fifth of the game. So a lot of missed shots lead to a lot of opportunities to rebound the basketball as the outlet pass is deflected out of bounds by Katie Brand. Back into the ball game now for the Crusaders will be McKenna Keim. And catching a breather will be Kelsey Scheel. Coach Anspaugh knows he's got to, may not be deep, but he's got to rotate if he's going to keep up with Kearney Catholic tonight. So far he has. He's kept it low scoring, 11-8 Stars. Posting in the paint, Theron Baum double dribbled. One of those where she dribbled right when she got the ball, couldn't go right, so she reset and then kind of forgot that she dribbled. But the Stars, 9 turnovers, and we have not quite played 11 minutes. Long pass to get it into Sorhan. Better not be looking backwards. She's across the timeline. They might need a timeout here, but coming up to help is going to be McKenna Keim. The ball gets knocked away, and Central Catholic will get to re-inbound it in the front court. So Katie Brand will throw it into the back court to McKenna Keim. Just 8 points in the game for GICC. Nobody besides Katie Brand has hit a field goal. Keim has two free throws in the quarter. Benton guarded 25 feet out there to Brand. Brand on the baseline. The jumper's no good. The ball deflected out of bounds, and they'll give it to Kearney Catholic. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you the first half stats of the girls' game. Get you ready for the boys' game here between the Crusaders, who are improving, and the Stars. In the backcourt, slipping is Whitney Colling. They didn't call travel, so the Stars call a timeout because she had nobody to help her out. 4:46 to go in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic 11, Grand Island Central Catholic 8 here on Classic Hits.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
With our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here, and Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops here tonight. As Michaela Mestel off the timeout, brings it up the floor, gets into the paint, kicks it into the corner to bomb. Out for three, Prasoski knocks it down. Allie with 8 points and both of the Kearney Catholic threes, they're 2 of 8, and it's 14-8. Stars' biggest lead at 6. Fast break the other way. Sorhan lost the handle, and it'll be picked up by Conley. Kearney Catholic a chance to put a little run on right here. They've hit the last two buckets to go from 1-6-point lead. Looking for more into Baum. Nice left-handed move. She kept going to her right. This time she spun to the left, and Theron will have her second bucket of the ball game. And just like that, the lead has ballooned to 8 within a minute here, from 9-8 to 16-8, midway through the second quarter. Anspaugh dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Shayla Connor. Gives it off to Sorhan. A little pick and roll, try to get it down low, and turning right into the defense, McKenna Keim. The ball got loose, and it's picked back up by the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic wanted to travel in there, didn't get it. Sorhan makes a one-foot bounce pass to Anspaugh on the right wing, and she dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. More subs coming into the ball game for the Crusaders. It's Kelsey Scheel. And coming in now for Kearney Catholic will be number 44, Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff taking the place of Megan Anderson out with the back injury. And they, one of those, you never know with the back how soon they can get it healed. Down to Baum again. Again, the left-handed move. And Brand now is guessing. She shut down Theron for a long time. But back-to-back buckets here by Baum. And the lead is 10. And the Crusaders got to find a way to get a bucket here. Again, they have just 3. 2 of them are off inbounds plays. Driving into the paint. Drawing some contact. Not able to get the shot. It is going to be Shield, but they will call a foul. And it's going to be on Michaela Mestel. Her first, the 6th team foul on the Stars. 2 have been called on the Crusaders. Back in is Megan Krychek and Joanna Rainforth for Central Catholic. 18-8 Stars. They have scored the last 9. 3:10 to go before halftime. Anspaugh throws it into Brand to the right-hand corner. On the low post, Krychek has her shot blocked by Theron Baum. Keeps possession, though. Gets it out of the left wing to Scheel. Reaching in and knocking it away will be Mestel. And the pace of the game has got Kearney Catholic out of their game a little bit here, where they want to run, get up and down the floor. Crusaders obviously don't. They are controlling the pace. Brand lofts it into the right-hand corner. Quick pass. They'll get it underneath. And losing the handle, but getting it back will be Rainforth. Bounce pass. Knocked right back to her. They'll have to reset. Really trying to enter it into the post there to Krychek. She's covered. So driving the baseline and putting the shot up in traffic is Kelsey Scheel. And she'll score. That's the first field goal of the quarter for the Crusaders, and snaps a 9-0 run by the Stars, and they throw it away. Mestel got herself into some trouble, thought she could dribble all the way to the hoop, and when she realized she couldn't, she tried to get it to Shundoff, but it was way behind her and out of bounds. 10th turnover by the Stars. So you're missing one of your starters in Megan Anderson. Another one's on the bench in Anna Howell with 3 fouls. Ellie Conley has 2 fouls, and she's on the bench at the moment. As the ball is deflected out of bounds, it'll stay with the Crusaders. 2:31 to go here in quarter number 2. Bounce pass into the backcourt is stolen away, and going in for the layup is Calling. She'll score. Whitney Calling snuck in there and made a steal where you don't normally expect somebody to be in Central Catholic, turning the basketball over themselves for the 10th time, and it's going to be a jump ball. It still is their basketball with 2:18 to go here in the first half. 20-10. Stars doubling up the Crusaders. It is their ball in the front court in front of the Stars bench. Brand gets it into Sorhan, right back to Katie Brand. She does that leg kick with the jumper. That one will not go, and Shundoff will get the rebound. And here comes Kearney Catholic. They have done a good job defensively most of the game here, holding the Crusaders to 10 points. Theron Baum, 19-footer, is off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound, Shayla Connor grabs it. Another chance for the Stars. Long 3, Mestel off the rim, high into the air. The shot is not going to fall. Theron Baum throws one up too strong. And the Stars grab another loose ball. Shayla Connor to Mestel. Minute 40 to go here in the half. Shundoff at the low post. Gives it back to Mestel. The cutter, left baseline, 10-footer, too strong. Offensive rebound, Connor, and she got fouled by Katie Brand. Boy, what was that, 4 or 5 offensive rebounds? Coach Andy Anspaugh not happy about something, but Brand gets her second foul, and most of those, the shots were overshot by 2 feet, or the three-pointer took a long rebound, and his girls may have had position, but Just some weird bounces that time. They couldn't grab it. And Connor at the line to shoot two, and the first one, no good. Allie Prasoski will come in, and Mestel will get a breather. Second free throw for Connor. Coach Anspaugh still out there pleading his case. Second free throw was no good, and Krychek gets the rebound. The fouls are 6-3 in favor of the Crusaders. Six on the Stars, three on the Crusaders, and Central Catholic throws it away. So they have run into a funk, and I know Andy Anspaugh, his team has found a few of the funks this year. If you watch the Nebraska men, you know what it is. You go on those long scoring droughts. You may be playing good defense, holding the other team intact, but you can't find a way to score. And that's what's happened here for his Crusaders, 20-10. Dribbling Colley, shot swatted away by Aaron Sorhan. And out of bounds, they're going to say it goes off of Kearney Catholic. Sorhan blocked the ball. I didn't see if another Star tried to grab it or not. And now back in will be Emma Benton. But there hasn't been a whole lot to shout about here for the Crusaders in this second quarter. Shiel hit a bucket and Kime has two free throws. Stars went on about an 8-7-0 run there in a minute worth of time. Outside of that, they've been quiet. Brand for three. It's too strong. Backside, it is going to be taken away there by Sorhan. Got it underneath. The shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Shundoff off the Crusader miss. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Connor on the left wing. Looking inside, there's nothing there. Kicks it in the left-hand corner to Shundoff. Tries to lob it in to Baum. And we've got some pushing and shoving. And they're going to call the foul on Theron Baum. Trying to grab the lob. And that'll be her first. It is the seventh team foul, but let's see if that is going to be called an offensive push-off. Not sure how that one is ruled. It's not a charge. It's not a player control. But they will say it's not a one-and-one. So Aaron Sorhan will take the inbounds pass, being pestered by Whitney Colling. Knocked it out of her hands, which probably was a good thing for the Crusaders because Sorhan had picked up her dribble about 1 foot inbounds, and there was nobody around. Central Catholic gets the ball in, pushes the ball up the floor to Sorhan, throws over the double team to Rainforth. They had a two-on-one. Now Sorhan, the trailer, drives, and the layup rolls all the way around and out. No good. Rebound to Shundoff, knocked out of her hands by Benton and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic ball. Well, if this was a Christmas card, it'd be from your in-laws because it's just not very pretty. 20-10, Kearney Catholic with the lead. These last 3 minutes, you don't even want to look at. Kearney Catholic brings the ball up the floor. Here's Colling. Gets by her defender. Gets it into the paint. Runs into Brand. Tries to make a pass. Brand strips it away. Central Catholic's got a chance for the last shot. 10 seconds. Brand at midcourt with 7 seconds. To the right side, her pass, Mestel, deflects it out of bounds. Sorhan was open in the corner for what could have been a three-point attempt. 4 seconds remain here before halftime on Classic Hits. Shiel will throw it in. Up to Sorhan. It's behind her. Trying to set up a play. Will they get the shot away? They will. The long three is too strong by Kelsey Shiel. And we are at halftime of our girls' contest. The fourth-ranked Stars being tested here. Not at full strength at Grand Island Central Catholic, but they do have the lead, 20-10, Kearney Catholic. And we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Well, relax. You've got plenty of time. But keep in mind that Roses for You has you covered. You can pre-order right now. Either drop in their amazing store at 937 South Locust or go online at rosesforyou.com. For some good ideas, it's always a good idea to check with Roses for You. For Valentine's, for anniversaries, for birthdays, for any occasion. There. Now enjoy the rest of the game. And you're welcome.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Kearney currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, a battle of top 10 teams in girls action. C2 Shelton is leading D1 Amherst 36-24, and they have about 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter of the girls game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Also tonight on 1230 AM KHAS, the Hastings boys are at Centennial at 745, and you can also hear all of our games on the web at flatriverpreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime, same score they have over at Sutton. It's Kearney Catholic 20, Grand Island Central Catholic 10. Over at Sutton, it's Ravenna 20 and Sutton 10. And as we just told you, the Shelton girls have a 12-point lead in the third quarter over at Amherst. We've got more basketball action for you on Classic Hits this week. On Thursday night, we will see Shelton as they host Wood River. Varsity scheduled to begin at 6:30 on Thursday night. Friday, Pleasanton will be at Elm Creek. We'll have that doubleheader for you, also approximately a 6:30 start time. And then on Saturday, we have Tri-City Storm hockey at night, but we do have our coverage of the 2012 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Saturday afternoon from Donovan Trumbull High School. The finals will start between 2 to 2:30, usually closer to 2:30, but you never know, and we will have that for you Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits. Also this week, Thursday on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Gibbon is at Amherst. And on Friday, Kearney High will be hosting Lincoln Southeast. Saturday, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Gothenburg. And that gets underway early at 2:30 on ESPN Radio. So for Kearney Catholic, the girls after tonight go to Pierce on Friday night. Pierce is 7-4 on the season in Class C1. And so there's a girls-only game. But Pierce could give the Stars a little trouble if they cannot get healthy in time for that ball game, and then they have to come back and host Gothenburg on Saturday afternoon. So some tough scheduling there for the Stars as they go to Pierce and then have to travel all the way back and have an early afternoon game against Gothenburg, although the Lady Swedes are struggling this year at 3-10. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they will be back at home on Saturday to complete a three-game homestand against Adams Central. The Centennial Conference basketball tournament is next week. Lou Platt is still a couple of weeks away. On the girls' side, Hastings St. Cecilia is the number one seed, even though they've got the three losses. This has always been a weird conference. You can have a great, great record and end up being a four or a three seed, but St. Cecilia is the number one seed. They will play the Lincoln Lutheran, Lincoln Christian winner and host that next Tuesday at a time to be determined. For Grand Island Central Catholic girls, they will be home next Monday to take on Boys Town. They are the 11th seed, the lowest seed of the tournament. Central Catholic is the sixth seed. And if Central Catholic wins that game, then they will play next Tuesday at Concordia. Of course, that's in Omaha, a team that Central Catholic has beaten in the first round of the state volleyball tournament the last 2 years. And Aquinas is on their side as well. So for Grand Island Central Catholic, they've got to like the way the bracket sets up with St. Cecilia and SCOTUS on the other side. And they played Aquinas tough last week here at home. For the Grand Island Central Catholic boys, they're the 10th seed at 6-7. What a conference, and they are not used to that. They travel to Council Bluffs to take on St. Albert on Monday at 6 o'clock, and the winner of that then plays at Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. Boys Town, who was upset in one of the bigger upsets of the state this year by Wayne last week, is the number one team, and if Boys Town gets beat by anybody, it's going to be an upset this season. They are still ranked number one in the Omaha paper. They did fall in the Lincoln Journal-Star, and Wayne moved up to the number one spot. It is 20-10 here at halftime in favor of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. We will be back and take a look at the first half stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan.
We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' game. First off, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Aaron Sorhan, 3 rebounds and a block shot. Katie Brand, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 block shots. Kelsey Shield, 2 points and a rebound. McKenna Keim, 2 points and a rebound. Megan Krychek, 2 rebounds. Joanna Rainforth, 5 rebounds, and that is it. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They've only been to the line once, and Keim hit both of those in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter and 0 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 6 of the second. Foul situation, Katie Brand has 2. 6 points in the first quarter, just 4 in the second. The Crusaders at the half, 10 points, 14 rebounds. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 11 turnovers. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, they have 4 players that have scored, a few more that have contributed. Michaela Mestel, 2 points is all, 2 rebounds and a block. Shayla Connor, 4 rebounds. Anna Howell, 2 rebounds. Allie Prasoski leads the way with 8 points and a rebound. Whitney Colling, 4 points and a rebound. Jamie McCann has a rebound. Theron Baum, 6 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Ellie Conley, a block. And Kayla Shundoff, seeing some significant varsity action in the first half with 3 rebounds. 10 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Both of them made by Prasoski. Turnovers 5 in the first, 6 in the second, identical to GICC. Foul situation, Anna Howell has 3. Ellie Conley has 2. Kearney Catholic had 9 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. And at the half, the Stars have 20 points, 20 rebounds. 0 of 3 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 11 turnovers. But it's a lot closer than the records would make you think. 12-1, 4th-ranked Kearney Catholic leading 6-9 Grand Island Central Catholic in the second meeting between the teams this year. At the half, 20-10. And at the end of 3, the Ravenna girls leading Sutton 35-17. Shelton at the end of 3 also leading Amherst on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Another update for you now. Starting the fourth quarter, the Shelton girls are pulling away from Amherst 44-24 on ESPN 1460, 1550. The boys game should be a good one. This was a battle of top 10 teams, but the C2 school a little stronger today over Amherst. Right now, 20-10, Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the third quarter. Brand steals the ball away, goes in for the uncontested layup. She actually does a jump stop, but still scores, and she's got 8 of the 12 points. And it's 20-12. Again, it may not have been a pretty offensive first half by the Crusaders, but they're still in the game, and that's all they can ask for. Howell on the left-hand dribble, spins into the paint, backdoor bounce pass, gets it into Baum, and she's fouled by... A travel called. And they're going to bring Coach Rick Petrie off the bench right here. A travel called on the Stars. And the fans are not happy about that one, the ones that are here for the Stars. And the Crusaders with a basketball. Kick it out on the right side of the key. I will have to say, I'm not sure that I'm familiar with our three-man crew here today. which always makes you scratch your head a little bit. Seen most of them, but maybe I have, maybe I haven't, as the ball gets knocked away and the Crusaders give it right back. But that first minute here of the first of the third quarter has kind of been reminiscent of the whole game. Just not a lot of flow to it. No offense. 20-12. Low-scoring game, and Howell will have the inbounds pass here. Both teams have went man-to-man. That was big. When Brand didn't get her third foul, they called the walk. That was big, big, big for the Crusaders. Howell just about lost the ball. Maybe double dribbled it. Gets it to the cutter. Mestel inside. She elevates, but there's Brand again. She blocks it. Fourth block. Out of bounds. Stars will get another chance. And already, substitutions coming in. Joanna Rainforth comes in. And coming out, McKenna Kime. Kime, I don't know if she's a little under the weather or not, because she looks pretty winded right there. I was going to say, why else would you be out after a minute and 10? But she looks pretty winded. Maybe she got hit in the gut there somewhere. But nonetheless, Kearney Catholic turns it over for the third time on three possessions to start the half. And the Crusaders get another chance here to cut into this eight-point lead. Trying to post up Sorhan. They get it to on the low block over Howell. They take it at her with those three fouls, but the shot is no good. And Conley will pull down her first rebound of the game. Into the ball game, Allie Persosky to Howell. She's left alone. Her 12-footer is short. The rebound comes down to the Crusaders. Katie Brand has her third. Baseball pass to the other end. It's a one-on-one, taking it in for the shot too strong. Shield. Then she fights with her own teammate for the ball. Rainforth has it. And we finally get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Grand Island Central Catholic. First, she was fighting with it for her own teammate. Then she was in the lane a long time. Then she got the shot blocked. Then she finally got it back. And now off the inbounds, they get it to Shield. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Krychek. Gets her shot blocked by Baum. The Stars grab the basketball. 20-12, Kearney Catholic. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here on Classic Hits, Howell drives left baseline, tried to get inside Brand. Brand made her change her shot. The shot's no good. Krychek with a rebound. Fast break the other way, and Sorhan able to finish with her first bucket of the ball game and gets the layup. 20-14, Kearney Catholic. Howell up the floor. Bounce pass to Theron Baum. They try to double-team her. She goes through it, and a foul will be called. This will be only the fourth foul of the game on Central Catholic. It's going to be on Joanna Rainforth, so she has two, and Brand has two. And at the line, Theron Baum. She's 0 of 1, has 6 points. First free throw is good. First point of the second half for the Stars at the 5:26 mark. And checking back in for the Crusaders, Emma Benton. And the second free throw by Baum is on the way, and it is good. So Theron hits them both. She's got 8, and it's 22-14, equaling the points that Baum has, the lead for the Stars. And now Howell sneaks in from behind, knocks it away from Krychek, and the Crusaders turn it over for the second time this half. Up the floor with it, Prasoski swings it over on the right side to Conley. Conley looking inside, still looking, nothing there, has to put the ball on the floor. Now back cut Howell into paint. Double team, good defense by the Crusaders, and Brand blocks the shot of Prasoski and takes it away. Brand, I've got it for 5 blocks. Conley almost got it back in the backcourt, but Brand able to find the handle, dribbles it up the floor, now loses the basketball, scrum on the floor, jump ball, arrow goes the way of Kearney Catholic. Crusaders were going to lose the ball anyway, so they at least get the tie-up to move the arrow. And for the first time, Ali Masha comes in. So Masha comes into the game for the Crusaders. She gives them a little more height, 5'9", sophomore. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, Brand guarding Howell. Now Howell tries the baseline, but there's the double team. Got good backside help there. They get it into Theron Baum. Good pass from Howell. She worked it, and finally made him overcommit. And Anna Howell with the nice assist, and Theron Baum finishes it off with a layup. She's got 10 in the lead, back to 10. Each team with 4 points here so far in the third quarter, 24-14. Last shot to Brand, right side. Katie casts the three. They still haven't got one to fall. Long rebound comes out to Mestel. Mestel, one on two. She wants a bucket, drives to the baseline, kicks it out. Conley, open three. It's good. No, it's off the front of the iron, excuse me. And out of bounds. Guess I just wanted to say that somebody made a basket. 2 of 10 for Kearney Catholic from beyond the arc. 0 of 7 for Central Catholic. 4:01 to go here in the third quarter. Of course, the boys' game will follow, and Central Catholic on the inbounds. They throw it away. Each team with 3 turnovers in the quarter. Each team with 14 in the game. Howell right side of the key. Lobs it into Theron Baum, but the pass will be deflected out of bounds by Emma Benton. So we'll take it out from underneath again. Looking. Finally gets it in. Now back up top. Conley backdoor wide open. They lost Howell. She hits the layup. Assist to Conley. First bucket of the ball game for Anna Howell. And the Stars have scored 6 in a row now to go up by 12 after the Crusaders had whittled it to 6. Crusader basketball. Moss shot tries a long 3. It's going to be short, and they cannot grab the rebound. And out of bounds it goes. So Kearney Catholic now maybe has a chance to get things going from them. And full court pressure going to be put on by the Crusaders. They'll get the ball in to the Kearney Catholic Stars on a Howell. Howell will walk the ball up the floor here, guarded by Brand. Takes it to the right side, now accelerates, gets by her, dumps it inside. There's Baum, puts it up, and scores. So the Stars have adjusted here over the last couple of minutes, and Howell and Baum are starting to hook up. And the Stars now have opened up a 14-point lead, and the Crusaders just continue to struggle scoring. Right side, Machat has another open 3. That one is off the mark, just a little short. It was right on target, but just short, and the rebound comes down to Mestel. Mestel up the floor here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Stars up 28-14. Different pace than the first game between the teams. They try to lob it into Baum again. This time the Crusaders are ready. They deflect it. And it goes out of bounds off of the Crusaders. Here comes Shayla Connor and Allie Prasoski in for Kearney Catholic. And in for the Crusaders, Kelsey Scheel and Megan Krychek. Now also coming in for the Stars, Jamie McCann. 2:44 to go, third quarter, 28-14. Kearney Catholic with the lead and the ball on their own baseline. Lob it all the way up top into the hands of Mestel, back between the circles to Theron Baum. Skip pass left side here against the man-to-man to McCann to the high post there in Baum. Wanted to go right side, ran into Connor. Connor picks it up, takes the 9-footer, and scores. Shayla Connor with her first bucket. And it's a 10-0 run by Kearney Catholic. They've had a 9-0 run and a 10-0 run, and they lead it by 16, 30-14. And in the backcourt, Connor trying to get the steal is going to be called for the reach-in foul. That'll be her first, and it's the first foul of the half here on Kearney Catholic. Granada Central Catholic now with the basketball, lobs it into the backcourt. Taryn Sorhan gets by her defender McCann. Connor knocks the ball out of bounds on the pass tip into the corner to Scheel. And they'll throw it in again. Scheel in front of her own bench tries to lob it in, and just being handcuffed underneath is Krychek. And the steal is made by Mestel, who goes all the way to the other end, weaves her way through traffic, can't finish. The Crusaders have gotten back. Machat got the rebound. And as she's trying to get out of there, a foul going to be called on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her second and the team's second of the half. And Brand, after a breather, is going to come back into the ball game. And it will be full court pressure now by Kearney Catholic. Again, Megan Anderson sat out the St. Paul game, tried to play against St. Cecilia because she knew the team needed her, but that back has just not come through, and she has not suited up tonight, and the Crusaders have it poked away and give it up for the 16th time of the game. McCann in the right-hand corner against the double team to Baum in the paint. 7-foot jumper up and in, and Theron has 8 of the quarter and 14 of the game, and it's a 12-0 run by the Stars, 32-14. Kearney Catholic will be at Pierce girls-only action Friday as Moshot's 3 is no good. Long rebound comes out to Prasoski. Then they'll host Gothenburg Saturday on ESPN Radio. Here's McCann, open 3. She'll let it fly. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand, her 4th. Baseball pass up ahead to Ma's shot, but before she turned and headed up the floor, she walked before she dribbled. And the Crusaders just can't get the ball in the hole. A timeout going to be called here by Coach Andy Anspaugh. His team, 6 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second, and just 4 here in the third. A minute 15 to go in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic has scored 12 in a row to go up 32-14 on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Back to basketball action here on Classic Hits. A minute 15 to go in the third quarter. The Stars have now opened up an 18-point lead at 32-14. Out of the Central Catholic timeout, the Stars will have the ball. Conley's pass is tipped and taken away. Katie Brand will come up with the loose ball. And up ahead, Sorhan. Sorhan finds a little seam but decides not to force the shot. Kicks it out to Brand. Swings it over for a three. Shield will not go. Nobody grabs the rebound. Out of bounds it goes. The Crusaders are 0 of 5. From three-point land in the quarter and 0 of 11 in the game. We've got the little kids. We're up here, of course, with the deck just above the stands and the little kids wrestling going on here as well. And that reminds us the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Saturday at Donovan Trumbull will have the finals on Classic Hits. Lob into Conley. Turnaround jumper in traffic. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Mashot. It's knocked out of her hands, but the Crusaders will get it. Sorhan to the other end. Her runner is up and in. Second bucket of the quarter and the game for Aaron Sorhan, and that snaps the 12-0 run by the Stars, 32-16. Kearney Catholic, 20 seconds to go, third quarter, and Brand picks the pocket of Michaela Mestel, and here they come again, but it's going to be stolen right back as Krychek's pass is taken away by Krasoski. Midcourt with 5 seconds. They'll lob it up to Conley. She'll have to take a long three, and of course it's nothing but net. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Ellie Conley with her first bucket of three at the horn. And after three, Kearney Catholic 35. Grand Island Central Catholic 16. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Ready to start the fourth quarter. Again, we want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Howard Schumann and the crew here at Central Catholic. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they are down by 19, 35-16. Just have not been able to get a lot of shots in the game, and not many have fallen, and now the ball stolen away by Prasoski to the other end. She is fouled and throws it high off the glass, and it goes. Prasoski will get a chance for the three-point play. The foul on Kelsey Scheel, her first and just the second of the half on the Crusaders. Only two have been called of the half on the Stars. And for Prasoski, she's got 10 points. This will be her first free throw. Theron Baum leads the team with 14, 8 last quarter. And Prasoski puts the free throw up, but it skips out no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand. She has 5. She leads the team with 8 points. Up ahead to Sorhan. Got through the double team. Nice left-handed scoop shot on the right baseline. Puts it up and in. All 6 points for Sorhan are here in the second half. And it is 37-18. Stein is leading it. Right corner to Conley. Thought about the shot, then saw Baum underneath, so makes the pass to her, and another layup for Theron Baum. Theron has been making the shots, but they've been pretty short, and she's had some really good passes from her teammates, most notably Howell. That time it was Conley. It's 39-18, and Theron has 16 points. Shield with a spin move at the top, gets the screen, goes to the basket, and lays it up and in. Second bucket for Kelsey Shield off the nice screen. Got her on the left side of the key and took it all the way in. Now Prasoski pulls up the free throw line. She'll shoot. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Anna Howell. Kicks it out for a three-pointer by Conley off the basket's rim and then off of the basket and over the backboard and out of bounds. So the Stars are 3 of 13 now from three-point land, 0 of 11 from the Crusaders. The Ravenna girls tonight a winner over Sutton, 48-28. The boys' game coming up. We'll give you updates on that between number 1 and 2 and C2. And as Howell makes the steal, she'll be fouled by McKenna Keim, her first. The Crusaders had 7 turnovers in the third quarter and now 2 here in the fourth. They've got 20. Kearney Catholic had 5 last quarter. They've got 16. So 6:35 to go here in the game. 39-20, Kearney Catholic. Howell steps through the double team, kicks it out to Conley. Back to the left wing. Howell had the open three. Now decides to drive the baseline, and she'll be fouled with the shot. Free throws coming up. Looks like Krychek might have been the one that got her on the arm. And for Megan, that'll be her first. Fourth team foul, and Howell will go to the line for the first time. Had some early foul trouble. 3 fouls in the first half, so hasn't done a whole lot tonight. She had 1 bucket in the game and 3 rebounds. The free throw is no good. Stars are 2 of 6 from the line. The Crusaders are 2 of 2. Second free throw, Howell. Is too strong, no good. Rebound, Katie Brand, and she's off to the races. Outlet pass, Sorhan. They've got numbers. Aaron's going to take the shot. The jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. Sorhan had finished a handful of those earlier in the half, but couldn't get that one to go. Now Prasoski forces it. It's just taken right out of her hands by Megan Krychek. Outlet to Shield. She runs over Howell. Howell will be called for her fourth foul. The fourth personal foul on Anna Howell. And at the line to shoot 2 will be Kelsey Shield. First time to the line, only the second time anybody's been to the line tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Kelsey puts it up and in. Checking into the ball game for the Stars, Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' contest. Second free throw on the way, and it dances home. So Shiel hits them both. Makes it 39-22, Kearney Catholic. Up the floor with the dribble is going to be the right side, Mestel. Gets it to Connor, right back out to her. Trying to overplay the ball, but still play that man-to-man. Now they may have switched it up a little bit to a zone as they try to trap out front. Calling over the left wing to Conley. Ellie to the left wing. Comes to the elbow. Kicks it back out to Mestel. Mestel wants to take the three-pointer. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound comes out to the Crusaders and Katie Brand. And Brand will be fouled. It's going to be on Mestel. That's her third and the fourth team foul. Each team now with 4. Howell the only player with 4 fouls. Mestel the only player with 3 for either team. Stars will put on a little backcourt man-to-man pressure. And with it is Kerrigan Anspaugh. Working against Colling. Working. Now throws over the double team. And Theron Baum, shot coming. Stole the basketball. 3-on-1. Gives it off to Colling. The layup is good. So this time, Baum gets the assist. And Colling will get the bucket. 41-22 Stars. 5-10 to go here in the basketball game. Brand into the front court. Good move. Got by 1. Got by 2. 15-footer. Off the front of the iron. No good. Conley pulls down her second rebound. And here come the Stars. Over to Conley. Ball is off her fingertips. Picked it back up, though. Gets to Theron Baum. Just trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it over to Colling. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Shield. And Kelsey will bring the ball up for herself. 3-on-1 if they go in. And driving right into the defensive player. I don't think Mestel was ready for it. And they call her for the blocking foul. And that's the 4th on Mestel. And at the line to shoot 2 will be Kelsey Shields. So she just did that move, ran into Howell and made two. This time she comes into Mestel, and now let's see what she can do at the line. The first one is up and no good. 41-22 Stars. Howell comes back in. Again, Megan Anderson out for the Stars. They would love to get her back Friday night at Pierce. Then they'll see what happens with Gothenburg on Saturday. Gothenburg just 3-10, may not need her for that game. Second free throw, Shield is up, and it is good. 41-23, Stars by 18, and here's a reach-in foul at midcourt on Katie Brand trying to get the steal, her third. So it's been kind of an up-and-down season for Grand Island Central Catholic. They won their own holiday tournament, beating a Fillmore Central team that's 12-3, and then they beat Superior. Then they played Centura fairly tough, got rolled up by Aurora, beat York, played Aquinas tough. They'd been playing decent basketball since the holiday break, but just can't score tonight. And just on 23 points here, which would be a season low. They have 25 twice, Aurora and Columbus Scotus. The first time they played, it was 56-38. Stars just now spreading the floor with 4 minutes to go in the game, kind of going four corners here and really being lazy with the passes, and we're going to get a collision and a foul, and Howell is slow to get up. And also Kelsey Scheel, she committed the foul, but both are up and okay. But just not even sure what the word is I'm looking for tonight. It's not flow. It's just it seems slow at times. And when they try to go fast, Central Catholic doesn't go fast with them. And when Central Catholic tries to do something, the Stars are all over them. Now a hand check foul on Machat. And we're going to get some free throws. Allie with her first. That's the seventh team foul. So I think we had a total of three fouls in the third quarter. Now we've had nine in the first 4 minutes of the fourth. So at the line to shoot the 1-1, Whitney Colling. She has not been there. She has 6 points. And the freshman will put the left-handed free throw up and in. Don't forget, ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight. Amherst and Shelton. Shelton taking care of Amherst in the girls' game. Second free throw is up, and it is in by Colling. Also tonight, Ravenna, a 20-point winner over Sutton, 48-28. The Hastings boys are at Centennial. That game starts here in about 20 minutes on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Free throw line jumper by Brand. In and out, no good. Over the top to get the rebound is going to be Emma Benton. And she kind of tried to throw up a shot there all in one motion. And they're going to say that Theron Baum got a hand on it, and it went out of bounds. 3:40 remains in the game. The Stars will get their 13th win after suffering their first loss of the year Saturday. They get it in. The shot's no good. We've got some contact trying to get the loose ball. And they call it on Theron Baum of the Stars, her second of the team's sixth. And it'll be Crusader ball underneath their own hoop again. They'll box the lane here. Looking to throw it in is Brand. Throws it all the way out top to Shield. Shield open down the middle of the lane. Goes in, and then Theron Baum from behind blocks it, takes it away, gives it to Howell, and the Stars are back on their side of the floor. Left-hand dribble against Sorhan. Makes her pick it up. Coming up, trying to throw it to her teammate, Colling, overthrows her. Machat gets the steal. Stars second turnover of the quarter, and then too quickly trying to get to the hoop at the other end. Central Catholic gives it right back. McCann in, Prasoski back in. On the other side, we're going to see Kelsey Flaherty come in. So I think we're at that point of the ball game where we're going to see everybody rotated into the game. The Stars up by 20 with 3:15 to go. They've got McCann, Howell, Mestel, Baum, and Prasoski on the floor for the Crusaders. Brand, Sorhan, Scheel, along with Emma Benton, and as we just told you, Kelsey Flaherty checking in. Stars play a little keep away, trying to double the ball. Will be the Crusaders. They get it into Baum. Baum has it lean on the rim. Still there, and now it will not go. Falls down into the hands of Flaherty. Kelsey up the floor to Brand, right side. Tries to fire it into the paint to Benton. It's kicked around. It's out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Crusaders. Shelton girls win tonight 55-35 in a battle of top 10 teams over at Amherst. Inbounds pass by the Crusaders. This time it's anticipated. They try to lob it to Brand. Mestel makes the steal, heads the other way, has it punched away from behind. Ed Littler on hand. You'll be able to see highlights tonight on Channel 5. And, of course, read all about it tomorrow in the Grand Island Independent. Dale Miller with the hot pen tonight with all the stats. Three-pointer at the other end by the Stars, Mestel. No good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand. Baseball pass to the other end. Sorhan against the double team. Puts the runner up. No good. Offensive rebound. Shield forces it up and draws the foul. And back to the free throw line for Kelsey Shield. She's 3 of 4. And has 7 points. The foul was called on Baum, her third. Free throw now on the way for Shield, and it's going to be no good. 2:23 remains in our game, and it remains 43-23 Kearney Catholic. It was 20-10 at the half. The Crusaders got the first two buckets to make it 20-14, and the Stars scored 12 in a row. Second free throw is good by Shield, and she's got 8 in the game. 43-24 as Prasoski tries to get all the way to the hoop and dribbles it off a foot, loses the ball, fast break the other way. Shield goes in, lays it up, and good. And a timeout will be called here by Grand Island Central Catholic off Shield's made bucket. With 2:10 to go in the basketball game, it is Kearney Catholic 43, Grand Island Central Catholic 26, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Tis the season for tanning. For winter events and, oh yes, Valentine's is not so far off. Give a gift of beauty and pampering from Master Stylist Salon in Grand Island. For the perfect style for nails, massages, waxing, and tanning, Master Stylist is the salon for you. Make an appointment now and find out for yourself why salons may come and go, but Master Stylists in downtown Grand Island continues to be a favorite. Find them on Facebook or stop in at 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
2:10 to go in a basketball game. The Crusaders hung tough for quite a while, but just couldn't muster the offense in this ball game tonight. And they are holding Kearney Catholic in check, 43 points, which at the moment is their second lowest output. They had only 41 against St. Cecilia in their only loss on Saturday. Foul will be called here. It's going to go on Kelsey Flaherty, and that will give the Stars a chance to shoot more free throws. Whitney Colling, who hit 2 a moment ago, will be there to shoot the 1-1. And we've seen almost everybody that's suited into the game so far for these teams. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand. Brand tries to make a quick outlet pass, and Mestel is there to steal it away and give it to Baum, who's underneath. She'll land up and score. 18 in the game for Theron Baum. Most of them layups, 45-26. Sorhan up top to Anspaugh. One dribble, gets it into the paint. Benton better get out of that lane. Finally throws it up top. Now they throw it in the right-hand corner. Sorhan's three is blocked by Mestel. Picked back up by Shield. Shot no good. Then Benton grabs it, and she'll be fouled. Central Catholic brings the ball down around their waist a lot of the time when they rebound it, and then the Stars try to knock it away, and they get called for the foul. Conley with her third. And a 1-1 now coming up for, or maybe two here for Benton. It's going to be 2. First one is no good. Emma looking for her first point of the basketball game. Only 4 players have scored for Grand Island Central Catholic. 7 have scored in the game for Kearney Catholic. And checking in, Carissa Dobish for the Stars. Also checking in, Morgan Studi. Second free throw dancing around. It won't go. Brand trying to punch it out of there. Ball is loose. It'll be picked up by Sorhan. Fires it underneath. And there's Brand for the layup. So assist to Aaron Sorhan and Katie Brand now with 10 points in the basketball game. 45-28. Mestel brings it up the floor. Pulls up in the paint. 10-footer. Bouncing around. Won't go. Rebound. It's going to be the Stars. And Colling, she'll put it up. No good. And then it goes out of bounds off of the Crusaders. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. 1:04 to go in our girls varsity game here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. Stars to throw it in. Prasoski tries to go back door, and the shot's going to be blocked by Sorhan on the shot attempt by Carissa Dobish. And here come the Crusaders with under a minute to go. Mastel knocks it away from Shield. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Central Catholic will fall to 6-10. Kearney Catholic will improve to 13-1. Here comes Molly Klingensmith into the ball game. And coming out will be Mestel. And that, I believe, is it for the starters now for the Stars. Trying to throw it in is Studi. Taken away by Brand, who just throws up a shot. It is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sorhan trying to run it down. Well, Theron Baum, I guess, is still out there when I talked about the starters for the Stars. Still just kind of the regular lineup here for Central Catholic. Brand is still in there. Shield is still in there. Sorhan is still in there. As they try to get it to Klingensmith, Sorhan steps in front and knocks the ball out of bounds. 49 seconds remaining as we play out the string here in the fourth quarter. Theron Baum will try to throw it into one of her young teammates here. Klingensmith heads to the other end, but the pass is behind her, and it's stolen away. And it had been made right away. Molly might have had a chance at a layup at the other end, but instead it gets knocked away. Out of bounds now to Grand Island Central Catholic. 42 seconds remaining. And Brand to throw it in. This will be the second win of the year for Kearney Catholic over GICC. Beat them 56-38 at Cope Gymnasium first weekend. Brand fires up a fadeaway three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down in there by Sorhan. Has her shot blocked by Dobish. Finally, Klingensmith grabs the loose ball. Gives it off to Theron Baum. 25 seconds to go. A timeout is going to be called by Kearney Catholic just to get a couple more kids into the ball game that are waiting, and that includes Kayla Shundoff. Guess they'll call it a full timeout. I think Kearney Catholic just ready to go. Carly Prasoski also is checking into the ball game here. So we'll take a quick breather since they're taking the timeout as well. 45-28 Stars. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're down to the final few seconds of our girls' varsity basketball game, where the Stars struggled a little bit, as the Crusaders did in the first half, scoring 20-10, but outscore them so far 25-18 in the second half. 25 seconds remain. Stars to throw it in. It'll be Kayla Shundoff to throw the ball into the front court. Gives it off to Studi. Studi left-hand dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Her shot is going to be blocked by Emma Benton, but the Stars get it back. Shundoff has it. Kayla gives it off on the right side to Carissa Dobish. Into the corner to Klingensmith. She makes a nice move. Gives it to Shundoff, whose shot won't go. Kayla got her own rebound. Tries to get it over to Klingensmith. We're down to 4 seconds, and the ball rolls out of bounds with 3 seconds to go in the game. So the chance to play some varsity minutes. You want to get the shot up. Stars Klingensmith to throw it in. Lobs it out top. And can they get a shot away? They will at the buzzer, but it is no good by Dobish, and that is the end of the basketball game. Kearney Catholic 45, Grand Island Central Catholic 28. And we'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back, everyone, to beautiful Grand Island Central Catholic Gymnasium, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Now remember, Misco's is closing their retail store in downtown Kearney this Friday. That means they are going to be serving the Kearney area in the same way, just without the retail store, taking care of the businesses, taking care of the schools, taking care of the clubs, the organizations, all your teams. They'll still be able to do that via Misco's, and the same folks that you have worked with at Misco's for years, you will continue to work with for years to come at Misco's Sports. 45-28, Kearney Catholic with the win. Let's take a look now at the numbers for Grand Island Central Catholic in this basketball game. Aaron Sorhan, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Kelsey Flaherty, 1 rebound. Katie Brand ends up with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 block shots. Kelsey Scheel had 8 points in the fourth quarter, ends up with 10 points, 3 rebounds. McKenna Keim, 2 points and a rebound. That was all of the scoring in the game, but Megan Krychek had 4 rebounds. Joanna Rainforth, 6 rebounds. Emma Benton, 2 rebounds and a block. And Allie Machat had 2 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half and 4 of 8 all in the fourth quarter in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in each half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Central Catholic had just 10 points at halftime. They scored 18 in the second half, and the Crusaders finish with 28 points, 33 rebounds, 6 of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 12 from three-point land, 8 block shots and 25 turnovers. Central Catholic Lady Crusaders are now 6-10 after their second loss of the season to Kearney Catholic. And up next, they will host Adams Central on Saturday. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue, north of the malls, and online, ronsmusic.com.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Continuing on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Bestel held to just 2 points tonight, which has to be a season low for the junior guard. She had 4 rebounds and 2 blocks. Shayla Connor, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Anna Howell, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Persosky, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Jamie McCann had a rebound. Ellie Conley, 3 points, 2 rebounds, a block. Carissa Dobish, a block. Kayla Shundoff, 4 rebounds. And Theron Baum led the way tonight for the Stars. A game-high 18 points, a team-high 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. 20 rebounds in the first half, just 9 in the second half. 0 of 3 from the free throw line of the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 20 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half. They are held to their second lowest offensive output of the season, but it is enough. 45 points, 29 rebounds, 4 of 11 from the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land, 7 block shots and 21 turnovers. Kearney Catholic bounces back from their first loss of the season to improve to 13-1 with a 45-28 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. They will travel to Pierce on Friday and then host Gothenburg Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll get you ready for the boys' game. It's 20 minutes away from tip-off, so we'll be back with you at about 10 till for the starting lineups between the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader boys and the Kearney Catholic Stars in their first meeting of the year. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center for 3 more days because they will be closing the retail store on Friday. If you need some shoes, you need a Husker or a Loafer apparel, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, get in there as they have some of their great merchandise and apparel discounted as they close out the store but continue to do the same quite great business for the schools, the organizations, and clubs throughout Nebraska. Final score again, 45-28, Kearney Catholic. We'll take a break. Don't forget Amherst and Shelton currently playing the boys on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Shelton won the girls over Amherst 55-35. Ravenna girls beat Sutton 48-28. We'll keep you up to date on that Ravenna-Sutton boys game as well during our game when we return in about 12 minutes here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.